Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get to the last installment of Speaking Our Language, our week-long series about language. In a moment, we'll answer some of your questions, but first to one of the best ways to learn a new language as a kid speaking with your parents. Joining us now is Eric Anderlund and his daughter, Cassandra Anderlund. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Eric, let's start with you. What languages do you speak?
So I speak English and Swedish. I lived in Sweden for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. I speak French, also fluent, and a little German and Greek. My wife is Greek.
Mm-hmm. And Cassandra, you speak how many languages?
I speak a little German, Greek, a little Swedish.
And English.
Yeah, and English.
Obviously, right.
So about four.
About four. Okay. And how old are you right now?
Nine.
And when did you start learning all of these languages?
When I was like very little, like one or two or three.
Wow. And was it difficult to learn them at that age?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was the hardest one?
I think it was Swedish.
Swedish. And what was the easiest one?
Greek.
Huh. What? That's interesting. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Because I'm more fluent in Greek than English, but I'm also fluent in English.
One of the things I think is hard about Greek is that yes is ne,
yeah,
which sounds like it should be no.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys speak to each other just a little bit in Greek to talk about the weather outside?
Τι κάνετε σήμερα?
Είμαι καλά.
Ναι.
Ναι.
Όλα καλά?
Ναι.
Nah. And what about Swedish? Let's hear a little bit of Swedish back and forth between the two of you.
Kan vi prata lite svenska? Kan du berätta var vi bor någonstans?
Jag bor i Norton.
Har du några svenska vänner?
Ja, de var stor klass.
I din klass?
What does that mean?
So I asked where we live. We live in Newton. And I asked if she has any Swedish friends. And yes, she has another Swedish girl in her class.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask him a question in any language that you choose?
Είσαι καλά σήμερα?
Ναι, είμαι πολύ καλά. This was Greek.
Mm-hmm. And what were you saying?
Are you feeling okay today?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever speak with your friends in different languages other than English?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So I have one Greek friend, mm-hmm, that just moved here from Greece. And then I have like a Swedish friend.
Really? And you've been able to speak to that friend, yeah, in Swedish?
And I have a friend that's half Swedish, half Czech.
Hmm. Now, was this something that you had planned out as a parent to say, we want to make sure that our daughter speaks a number of languages. We're going to set rules about when certain languages are going to be spoken, that kind of thing?
I would say yes. So I'm native Swedish, mm-hmm, and my wife is native Greek. So we divvied up the languages. So she speaks Greek with them, and I speak Swedish with them. And that was our rule for the first, I would say, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got a little more complicated with when our son arrived. We have au pairs that come from different parts of the world. So we've had to speak more English lately. But we still, when I speak to them alone, I try and use Swedish, and my wife uses Greek. It's very important to maintain the language, and so we heard somewhere that speaking like around 5 hours per week is a good sort of, mm-hmm, way of maintaining the language. If you speak a lot less, then you tend to forget.
Have you gotten any resistance from your kids?
Well, I think speaking Swedish is now getting a little more difficult as time goes by. So once in a while, I'm able to get us started speaking. And my son is five, and he understands Swedish well, but doesn't really say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It also contributes, I think we go to Greece several weeks per year, but we haven't been in Sweden for a long time. So, you know, if you don't have other prompts, mm-hmm, it's more difficult to keep them alive.
Cassandra, do you ever push back and say, I want to speak English right now?
Yes.
Just easier?
Yeah.
Do you know other parents who are also training their kids to be bilingual or multilingual, and do you guys trade advice?
Yes, and there are, I think, 20 or 30 families in just in the school where Cassandra goes. I think everybody is very interested in having their kids learn languages, and mm-hmm. even some that are teaching new languages at Cassandra's age, even though they don't natively speak it at home. So I think there is a group of people that you know, realize that it's very important for kids to learn a language, because it's really the, I see it as a gateway into learning a culture better, understanding people, mm-hmm. Much deeper than you can if you're just talking something in English.
Well, I don't speak any Swedish, but I will say to you both, Efharisto Parapoli, for coming in and for talking with us.
Efharisto.
Efharisto me.